From NPR News and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick, and this is The Lead.
I, George Walker Bush,
do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will faithfully execute.
That I will faithfully execute.
The office of President of the United States.
The office of President of the United States.
And will to the best of my ability.
And will to the best of my ability.
Preserve, protect, and defend.
Preserve, protect, and defend.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations.
President Bush taking the oath of office today at the Capitol. The oath administered by the ailing Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, William Rehnquist. We'll hear excerpts from Mr. Bush's inaugural speech and talk with NPR senior Washington editor Ron Elving. First, though, to Day to Day's Mike Pesca, who's at the Capitol. Mike, how did things go? You were there watching the speech and the crowds. What happened?
Well, it was a self-selected crowd, and they were, by and large, overwhelmingly Republican, and they loved the speech. This was a speech where George Bush had the international stage, and he was talking more about freedom than anything else. The crowd was eating it up. Every pause for an applause line got that applause line in spades. And at times when the deity was evoked during different parts of the inaugural ceremony, most every head was bowed in prayer, and I even saw a father talking to his son, telling him, remember this.
Mike, Chief Justice Rehnquist was there. There had been a lot of question about whether he could show up or not. How did he look? Can you just give us that detail?
He looked, I think the most important thing was he got to the podium under his own power when he first came down the aisle from inside the Capitol, and he looked old and frail and, you know, like a man who is battling cancer, but he did administer that oath. And I'm not sure that everyone in the crowd was as appreciative of what he had to go through. For instance, Lynn Cheney got three times the amount of applause as he did. But I think perhaps people who are at least Supreme Court watchers were heartened to see William Rehnquist able to administer that oath.
So the parade is underway or will be underway shortly. And
yes.
Yeah. And
that's where I'm standing right now on Pennsylvania Avenue. From the Capitol to the White House, there's very few places of real estate where you could stand unless a barricade has created that real estate. There were tens of thousands of people during the inauguration and the speech, and there are more than that who are lining Pennsylvania Avenue. You don't have to be. The tickets are easier to get to on Pennsylvania Avenue than they were to get inside at the Capitol.
NPR's Mike Pesca covering the inauguration. Mike, thank you.
You're welcome, Alex.